أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عذاب ربك لواقع ما له من دافع يوم تمور السماء مورا وتسير الجبال سيرا فويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين هم في خوض يلعبون صدق الله العظيم. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took these qasams of Mount Tur and then the kitab which has been inscribed, qasam of Baytul Ma'mur, qasam of As-Saqf al-Marfu' and then the last qasam of Al-Bahr al-Masjur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the statement, the declaration with all these emphasis, and Allah says, Inna azaba rabbika lawaqi'. Certainly, the azab, the punishment, the chastisement of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is certainly to happen. It is going to come true. Ma lahu min dafi', and there is no one, no power, no might that is going to avert this azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with such great emphasis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this adab and the impact that it has and it had on individuals in the past in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something for us to analyze and something for us also to introspect that what has happened to us, how dead our hearts have become, how far have we gone from the Quran Kareem, how disconnected we are from the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the incident of Hazrat Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was in a state of not having Islam. When he came to Medina Munawwara, he himself narrates that I had come to negotiate on behalf of some of the prisoners of the Battle of Badr. And when I came to Medina Munawwara, I was outside Masjid al-Nabawi. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had begun the Maghrib Salat. And in the Maghrib Salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to recite Wattur wa Kitabim Mastur. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to this ayah, Inna azaba rabbika lawaqi' ma lahu min dafi', there was something that shook my heart. And immediately I made the decision of accepting the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence, after the Salat, Hazrat Jubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepts Iman at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just by hearing these words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we have the incident of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We know Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go out at nights in Medina Munawwara and he used to patrol the streets of Medina Munawwara to see to the needs of the people of Medina Munawwara. In one narration, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on a donkey and he was riding and some qari or some person was performing the tahajjud salat. And that person began, after completing Surah Al-Fatiha, the person started Wattur wa Kitabim Mastur. And when he came to this ayah, Inna azaba rabbika lawaqi' ma lahu min dafi', Amirul Mu'mineen became numb. He got off his conveyance of his donkey and he had to recline against a wall. And after some time, when he got control over himself, he goes home. And in one narration 21 days, one narration 30 days, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu suffered illness because of hearing this ayah. Now that is the impact that it had upon the people of the past. May Allah ta'ala give us that connection with the Quran Kareem, that association with that Quran Kareem, that it impacts our hearts. And may Allah open our hearts also to the Kalam-e Paak. So this adab that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, ma lahu min dafi', there is none, there is no one, there is no power, there is no might that is going to avert the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very brief description of what will happen, yawma tamuru as-sama'u mawra, that on that day, the heavens, the skies will shake, will quiver, a terrible shake. In other words, the skies also إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. It will all begin to crumble because of the might and the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَتَسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ سَيْرًا. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and the mountains will begin to move, a moving that will be because of the Qudrat, the power and the might of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That today we see the mountains in all its might, glaring at all and everything around. But on that day, the day of Qiyamah, when this earth will begin to shake, even the mountains will not be able to withstand the might and the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Everything will have to submit. Aba'am Mansura, that it will all become dust and everything will begin to fly. Such is the power, such is the might of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That is the creation of Allah. That is all the aspects of the universe. Allah Rabbul Izzat now speaks about one particular kind of human being. فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And destruction on that day be to the mukaddibin, to those that have denied Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, for those who have not accepted Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضٍ يَلْعَبُونَ. A very brief description of these people who have not accepted Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says, they are those people who in their fabrication, yal'aboon, are playing. That on the one hand, they fabricate lies against Allah. They make up these lies against Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, saying things that they are not supposed to say. They attribute aspects to Allah Rabbul Izzat that they are not supposed to have attributed. Whether it is the kuffar, whether it is the mushrikeen, whether it is the atheist, whether it is the yahood, whether it is the nasara, whether sometimes Allah forbid it may be a Muslim that begins to attribute things that is not supposed to attribute to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And yal'aboon, they play in all this, they amuse themselves in all this. So hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala say that for them on this day, the day of Qiyamah, will be absolute destruction. So in short, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us about this punishment. Allah shows us that the mighty creations of Allah Rabbul Izzat, be it the skies, be it the mountains, all are going to surrender to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Let us surrender to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala before it is too late. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.